going to any abstainers? Okay, agreed. Let's go to the third page. Substitution of Section 38A of the Act. Agreed.
I agree with that decision.
Okay. Any contrary view? It's to the substitution of Section 38B of the Act. Agreed. Let's go to the amendment of Section 38C of the Act. Agreed. Let's go to the substitution of Section 38H of the Act. Let's go to the substitution of Section 38I on page 4. Agreed. Let's go to the insertion of Sections 38J, 38K, 38L, 38M, 38N, and 38O in the Act.
We can't go with this particular clause, 38J, and it's still in connection with subclause 4A, where the minister must dissolve. We are still of the opinion that it must be May, so we can't support this particular clause.
Wanted us to deal with them at once.
39A4A, I have to be consistent and therefore also not support that clause.
Let's note the abstinence of the DA in respect of office. Of higher education and training, having considered the subject of the higher education and training laws amendment bill B23-2012, referred to it and classified by the joint taking mechanism as section 79 bill, report the bill with the amendments. I will also sign on behalf of the committee and I refer this to the National Assembly. That serves to conclude our meeting. And now, yes, Doctor?
Can we just ask when it will be referred to the Parliament, to the House?
Initially, there was a thinking that we could debate the bill tomorrow. It's not going to be possible. We might debate the bill in the House between It's very important meeting. Thank you.